Every week we record far more material than we have time to broadcast, and this year we hired an intern to come in and sweep up the extra segments from the editing room floor. Here's a selection. All right, panelists, it is time for a new game, and we are calling it...
Name That Drug.
Now, you are actually going to need a pencil for this, so get ready, or a pencil or anything to write with, because okay. This is what we're going to do. This week, Eli Lilly got emergency approval for a new coronavirus treatment. We're going to give you the syllables of the name of the drug, and you have to put them in the right order. Are you ready, Bill? Here we go. Here are your syllables.
Mab. Ni. La. Vi. Bam.
So once again, we want you to put those five syllables together in some order to give us the name of the new COVID treatment.
Can we get them again a little slower?
Yes, we can. Here we go.
Mab. Neh. La. V. Bam.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready? Okay, Maeve, you go first. What is the name of this drug?
Bamamalab.
Close, close.
Did I get it?
No. Alonzo, how about you?
I'm working on it right now. I think it's Vibam Neblamab. Yeah, Vibam Neblamab. I'd shoot that up in a minute. Me
All
some
right.
Vibam Neblamab. Matter of fact, I'll get mine on a street corner. I don't even need a pharmacy.
You've both come close. You have some syllables in the right place, but you haven't gotten it yet, Joanna. It's up to you.
Bam Lee Namab.
You are so close.
Oh,
the correct answer is Bam La Nivamab.
Oh. Bamlanivimab.
Bamlanivimab is the name of this new treatment produced by Eli Lilly. And we want to say to Eli Lilly, hey guys, the next time, before you head out to the press conference to announce the name, look in the mirror and just take one syllable off. You don't need it.
Yeah, or just give it a, you know, like a popular guy's name. Just call it Jacob.
Yeah.
You know?
Jacob, the drug.
I think that you shouldn't be taking the Bamlanivimab before you name the Bamlanivimab.
That's true. The British retailer Marks & Spencer has a new Christmas-themed pastry with a very unusual name. Do you know what it is?
Christmas theme. Well, I assume it has nothing to do with the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
It does not.
So I'm thinking tree theme, Santa themed.
Santa themed.
Santa themed. It is Santa themed, yes.
Santa paws?
No.
Like a bear claw? No.
Is it a Kris Kruller, like Kris Kringle?
That's also a good guess, but you're all wrong. I'm afraid I will tell you what it is. It is the Santa's Yum Nut. It is a donut croissant hybrid, and the slogan is, who wants a bite of Santa's Yum Nut?
Wow. Well,
that's also what they say to threaten the elves when toy production slows down at the North Pole.
This is an American.
This is not American. This is British.
I thought not, because we would know better. Also, they don't even call him Santa. They call him Father Christmas.
That's
so
true.
So they couldn't call it Father's Yum Nut, so I get
that, it. No, that gets a little weird. The Santa's Yum Nut is a flaky donut decorated to look like the top of Santa's pants with red legs and a belt buckle right across it. You think I'm joking.
What?
But, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa crotch. Alonzo, a team of scientists are being lauded this week for an experiment where they studied the vocal patterns of alligators after they made the alligator do what?
Wow. It's just one of those things. An alligator question puts me in the mind of Florida, which means it could be anything.
Anything.
It could be anything on Earth. Feeding them a certain thing? Is it feeding them something?
No. Close, but no.
Can you give me some kind of hint?
Well, the trick was getting the alligator to suck on the balloon.
Oh, they gave him helium?
Yes, they gave the alligators helium to breathe. The scientists were conducting a study about the vocal resonances of alligators, which is boring, but you know what's not? Alligators talking with funny voices. They're a lot less scary when they're like float up to you going, hey, come into the water, I'm going to bite you.
Do you know how much better that show would have been if it was Alligator and the Chipmunks? it would have been episode, and the second episode would have just been Alligator.
Are we sure this wasn't just a bet? Like, I bet you can't get that alligator to suck up the helium out of the balloon.
Maeve, Disneyland may still be closed.
Oh.
But amusement park lovers have another choice, Wunderland Kalkar in Germany, a theme park built inside an old what?
Oh, a car factory.
No,
car factory.
I'll give you a hint. You'll have so much fun at Wunderland Kalkar, you'll glow.
A radium factory.
Yes, a nuclear power plant. Chernobyl, more like Chernobyl. Wunderland Kalkar theme park is built in 1985, wow. But it never went online due to safety concerns. Because when you get on a roller coaster, you want to know it was built somewhere that had to shut down because it was not safe.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's a great train of thought. Oh, it's a nuclear power plant. Oh, I won't go. But don't worry, it was never put online. Oh, okay, I guess I'll go. But because it wasn't safe. Oh, no, maybe I shouldn't go.
No, apparently it's great. They offer 40 rides. They have a swing ride inside the old cooling tower, which they've painted to look really bright and fun. It's great. And just like Disneyland, there are fun characters everywhere. But at Wunderland, the giant mouse with the body of a man just keeps saying, please kill me.
Oh, no.
It's nice to know that other countries have horrible ideas also. Because this does sound like something where you'd be like, wait a minute.
There's a
theme park in Alabama inside an old knife factory or like something like that.
I'm going to tell you, maybe I've been locked inside too long, but I was looking at the website for Wunderland Kalkar and it looked great. All these kids having a good time. And I'm telling you this. With your price of admission, you get as much soda, ice cream, and french fries as you want. True fact.
But I don't really know, like, the wisdom of giving a child as much soda, like, I don't know who's the parent here, but like, as much soda and as much ice cream, and then putting them on a roller coaster towards a nuclear reactor, that just seems like a vomitorium, like, express.
It sounds like an origin story for a superhero.
Panel, it is time for a new game that we're calling
Animal Crossing.
As you probably know, the global lockdown has given the animals a chance to take the Earth back, so we're going to ask you about the new masters of the planet, but you have to give your answer in the form of the sound the animal makes. Here we go. Paula, the Wall Street Journal reports that with people at overseas call centers working from home, people have been calling customer service lines, and more, they're hearing what animal, and remember, you have to answer in the form of their sound.
Oh, they're working from their home?
Yes.
So they're hearing...
No, they're hearing... Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Oh!
They're hearing roosters.
Well, that's it. But you know what? My cat is an impressionist.
All right, Tom. In Thailand, without tourists to feed them, hundreds of monkeys were caught on camera engaging in a massive monkey gang fight. So what does a massive monkey gang fight sound like?
My bad.
Yes, that was a very accurate rendition of a monkey fight. Nagin, this week in San Jose...
That was actually done by my cat, just to prove a point.
Nagin, this week in San Jose, California, a large herd of a certain animal broke loose and wreaked havoc in a particular suburb. What was the animal, or rather, what was that animal's sound?
A herd of any...
You're so close. It was... It was a goat. You did. I could tell you did a sheep, though.
I just want to say that was my interpretation of a goat. So.
No, that was a sheep. I could tell.
Don't goats and sheep sound essentially the same?
I think no. I think sheep are more like baa, baa, and goats are like baa. They're sort of a lower, more...
Oh, like awesome. My grandmother.
Yeah. Paula, officials in China are denying reports that a pair of what animal stomped into a village and got drunk? What animal? Make sure you do the sound.
How about...
Pigs. No, it was actually an elephant. I'll try to do an elephant.
Oh.
I can't do an elephant. I just... Please.
I'll get my cat to do it. Cat, come here. Come here.
Oh, that was pretty good.